This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart is a star reporter over at The Hook online at readthehook.com. And Courtney joins us just to update us about the Jerry Mitchell case. There was to have been a hearing tomorrow, but that is postponed, right?
That is correct. Yeah, there was going to be a hearing, the first one in, I guess, what could be a bunch, but that has been postponed indefinitely after the judge who had been appointed to sit in, I guess, has fallen ill. I don't know the details on that, but he's going to have to be replaced.
Oh, so they got to replace the judge and then reschedule the hearing.
Yeah. So the word I got today is just that they're going to try to do that, but I think the Supreme Court, when a judge recuses himself, as Judge Hogshear did in this case, because I think he has, he works closely with police in other cases, and this one, of course, is going to be involving them as defendants. So he has to be recused, and so it could take a while for a new judge now to be put into place.
Now, remind us what we're talking about for folks who just joined us from Omaha. Who is Jerry Mitchell, and why is he suing the city of Charlottesville?
Well, back in November 2007, Jerry Mitchell was riding. He's in a wheelchair. He has a number of health problems. He was riding home from the grocery store, and he went to cross West Main Street. And as he crossed in a crosswalk, an Albemarle County police cruiser turning left from 4th Street onto West Main hit him in the crosswalk and knocked him out of his chair. And so that was sort of the beginning of a pretty nasty situation that unfolded. The police came. Eventually, he was taken to the hospital, and then the Charlottesville City Police went to UVA, the emergency room, where they issued him a ticket.
The man who was hit.
The man who had been hit and knocked from his wheelchair. And that had to do with, they claimed that he crossed, while the light in front of him was green and he was crossing with the green light, they claimed that he was crossing against the pedestrian signal.
Right. Was the county officer ever reprimanded or any kind of disciplinary action? Or?
You know, nothing's been made public about any sort of discipline with him. He is also named in this suit that Jerry Mitchell filed last summer, an $850,000 suit. So it's the officer who struck him, the Albemarle County officer, Charlottesville officer, and then the city of Charlottesville.
What's the grounds for the suit? I'm just curious, Jerry Mitchell's case.
The grounds for the suit, it alleges negligence, malicious prosecution, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And there also is a suggestion that this was a conspiracy to deprive him of some rights. And one piece of evidence with that is that when he was in the emergency room and when the Charlottesville City police officer came to ticket him, he had brought the Albemarle County police officer with him. And so it appeared that the allegation is that that they were working together to try to protect this Albemarle County officer. So
the man that the police officer that hit Jerry Mitchell while he was in his wheelchair crossing the street actually showed up in the emergency room with another police officer who ticketed him.
Right.
Oh man, I didn't know the county police officer was there.
You know, I didn't know that either until I was looking through this stuff, and they claim that this comes from a timeline created by the police. Themselves.
Gosh. So this story's not about to go away anytime soon.
No, but it's about, I think they were hopeful that the city was asking for this to be tossed tomorrow. They were asking for the court to throw it out based on the concept of sovereign immunity, which basically states that a government entity can't be held liable unless they're, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but I guess it's very hard to hold a government entity responsible legally.
Yeah, it's hard to sue a municipality.
Right.
Yeah. So the city's trying to get itself off of being sued, but that doesn't include the county police officer, individual.
Well, he was also going to be there, and arguing the same thing.
Interesting.
So.
All right, Courtney Stewart at The Hook. Keep us updated about
this
story. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, Coy. You
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Take
okay,
care.
Okay, thanks.
You can read Courtney's work online at readthehook.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.